Rhonda Garrison in from the Southern Farm Network. Next on today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers. Well, Commissioner, I think it's a situation of be careful what you wish for, because you guys in South Carolina needed rain, and boy, you've gotten it.
Well, we sure did. We went from famine to feast, I suppose, with rainfall. You know, Charleston reporting 20-plus inches, same for Columbia at our farm, and Bowman halfway in between, we're at 13 to 14 inches. And now, really, the assessment begins. Governor Haley called it a 1,000-year event. She's probably pretty accurate on that.
Unfortunately, it could not have come at a worse time, because I would say harvest is, at best, half done.
Well, you're right. All the corn's in. But now peanuts, which is, we talked before, one of our great crops. Harvest time, they're mature and ready to come out of the ground. A lot of peanuts on the ground trying to get that drying time in that you need. And now with this, the real test will be once those peanuts start coming in, just what sort of damage we might have. Then time to defoliate cotton. So there's been a number of acres that the cotton is just standing out there exposed. This next few days, we're going to try to assess troubled areas of the state just to get an idea of the financial impact.
And then, of course, we've also got soybeans that probably aren't quite as far along in the growth stage, but still don't need to be standing in water.
No, that's right. This amount of water doesn't do any crops any good. We got our fall vegetables out there as well. So I've asked staff today, since state offices were closed over the weekend and then Monday, just to use that time to make some calls to different parts of the state with our farmers to assess what they think in their counties, and then we'll make a statement to the public as soon as we have a better idea.
Absolutely. And, of course, you know, winter wheat should be going in, but that is going to certainly be delayed.
Yeah, you won't get in fields, oh, probably for a week to 10 days at the earliest now, without just really taking a lot of risk to your equipment and just a lot of frustration.
All right, Commissioner, anything you'd like to add?
Well, we just want the public to know that we'll be out there to see what shape our farmers are in and communicate that just as soon as we can.
All right, that's going to wrap up our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.